Up next, guys, I don't even know if you've done any of your stories before.
Are you looking at me or that guy's shoulder?
I'm looking at you. Also, that guy's shoulder has also not done your stories. But I believe for the first time ever, guys, please give it up for Sabrina Pratt. Very good friend of ours.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here. I told Allison before we got started I felt nervous because storytelling, while I love to do it, is so vulnerable. And it makes me nervous in a way that being on stage does not normally. Because normally I'm on stage with a character, and you don't actually see me, but I'm here to share me. And I think it's interesting I was not originally planning to tell a story, and then I saw that the theme was best laid plans. And I thought, normally when you hear that, you think, oh, those plans have gone awry. Exactly, I thought someone ran over the mouse's home. Things aren't going the way I thought they would. That's depressing. And I thought, what we're not celebrating is the fact that the plans got laid. Go plans. And then I thought it was funny when Chris stood up and he said that, you know, here we tell stories of growing up and growing up nerds. And I thought, well, nerds are human. Humans are always growing. You're growing until you stop growing. And the day you stop growing, you're the person you are. And I thought, I'm not quite the person that I'll always be, and I hope I never am. And to grow means that things will not go as planned at all. So I'd like to quickly tell a story of something that happened the other day and something that started 5 years ago. I may actually see a lot of familiar faces in the room, and I know I took improv class with Bill and Alex, and I performed with Katie and Allison. I'm very happy to be here in this room with so many people I've grown with because I celebrated my 5 years in Chicago just a couple of weeks ago, which was exciting. You know, it's kind of a landmark. Yeah, thanks. It's been a really fun adventure. And I say it's been an adventure because I moved from North Carolina. I remember shoving, like, the last of my badly, poorly packed stuff in a U-Haul, and then saying to everyone, like, goodbye, I'm going to move to the city and get out of the South and have an adventure. And at the time, I thought, I'm going to give myself about 5 years, and then I'll be 30. So I'm going to be selfish for about 5 years. So, you know, have this adventure, and I had no specific goals or anything particularly that I thought would happen. I was just like, let me just go up there and sort of blow around in the wind and just see where I land. That was kind of, I mean, I have made the metaphor. I took my hand of cards and I just threw them in the air and I was going to see what landed face up or whatever. So anyways, I had this strange feeling where I was like, oh man, I've been here 5 years. I sort of had an adult tantrum the other night. Where I was like, I've been here 5 years, I gotta get out of here, it's my deadline, right? Like, what have I done? And I realize it's difficult to see how you've grown and how you've changed when you're still doing it. I mean, the caterpillar doesn't fly while it's still stuck in the cocoon. And I wonder, you know, the caterpillar doesn't even think while it's in there. It's a caterpillar. But doesn't even think about that. Yeah, we read all this weird stuff into it. So anywhoozy, he's having this giant adult tantrum, and I'm like freaking out, and we're like apartment hunting, and I'm about to sign this new lease with my tall, handsome partner, and I'm like, oh, you know, I haven't done what I came here to do. And he's like, well, what did you come here to do? And I was like, I don't know. become a different person, which I have done. It has happened in ways I didn't expect, but I also consciously moved here not expecting anything. You know, and I was like, you know, freaking out and crying and just stomping my foot in the biggest way. And I looked at him and I thought, I thought out loud, it's so funny, our world, we're on this giant rock, which is mostly a molten nickel core, right? I mean, you've all seen the model, chopped in half. So I thought we're on this thing, and against all odds, something happened, like water happened, right? Or something. Where did that come from? All of a sudden, nothing was something, right? And here we are, somewhere. Something crawled out of the planet. Something happened, you know? And I was, like, saying this to him, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, you know, we're standing in our living room. We can talk to each other. We're humans. We get so frustrated. You get frustrated when you pay your taxes. You get irritated when you get a parking ticket. But I think at any moment, a couple of rocks could hit our planet and knock it off its axis, and that be that. I mean, we wouldn't even have time to be like, goodbye, or, you know, that wouldn't be anything. It's so funny. There you go. So that's 15 years of movement training, and you knew what that meant. Anywho, you know, so he's like, well, go take a shower, calm down. So I was like, that's a good partner for you. So I took a hot shower, and then I usually brush my teeth while I'm in the shower because I'm efficient in that way. So I think he just got the plans got laid joke, but. So I, but our sink is like 2 feet away from our shower. So I'm still like kind of crying and upset. And I could hear Nate in the kitchen plunking around, and he always fusses at me when I reach out of the shower for my toothbrush, because he says you're gonna fall. Just, if you're gonna brush your teeth, take it in the shower. If you're not, then just naked brush your teeth after you shower. But I thought, I could hear him in the kitchen, I was like, he'll never know. So I like reached for the toothbrush, and then I was just like going down. Anyway, I'm obviously fine, but I did get a little bumpy on my leg. But as I was going down, you know, I'm like grabbing the shower curtain, and like the bar came down and everything. I was just so vulnerable. And I yelled, maybe on the way down, maybe after I nakedly hit the floor, wrapped up in the shower curtain like a little sad burrito. I don't know. But I just yelled, today's the day it happened. And then, you know. And then I thought, that's absolutely perfect, because today's the day, whatever happened, it happened today. And today's the day it happened. And just, you know, here you are. Here you are.
Give it up to Sabrina for slamming a dude for a joke that he just kind of liked a little bit. No, that was actually really excellent. I wish I had something more intelligent to say about that, but yeah, that's awesome.
It's not that easy, is it?
No. It was a lot of fun for her to slam Drew for no reason. So that was like,
that's Dwight.
Oh, whatever. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
The lights went out again.
No. I'm sorry.
Pissing everybody out tonight.